I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hong Kong protests hold possibility for believers. Find out why in a moment. And then you'll learn why summer camp in Lebanon means more than just fun and games. Pull up a chair and listen in. There's a place for you in every story in today's broadcast. First up, protests in Hong Kong continue this week. Thousands of senior citizens joined in the latest demonstrations. Now to recap, protesters, mostly young people so far, wanted the current government out, and they want independence from China. Hong Kong officials want everybody to calm down, and some police officers want better protection from occasionally violent activists. Joe Handley of Asian Access says Christ followers face a unique opportunity.
The church is well poised, kind of stand in the middle and help both sides come to the table. In essence, being a bridge like Christ could be in the midst of the storm. It's not trying to advocate for some type of political movement or anything like that. Rather, it's a spiritual end. The more we can move towards levels of reconciliation, the more we're embodying who Christ is. And of course, pointing to the ultimate reality of his hope that he offers for the kingdom.
And there are believers on both sides of the issue. Would you pray?
We have this enormous opportunity for the Church of Hong Kong to rise to the occasion and be agents of reconciliation and peace. Pray that these leaders would be deeply rooted in Christ.
Next, according to a report from the Council on Foreign Relations, more than 25,000 Nigerians have been killed in the last 4 years by Boko Haram, the Fulani herdsmen, the Islamic State, and other militant groups. Now, given the vendettas of these groups and a large Christian presence in Nigeria, many of these victims were likely Christians.
We believe it's tipping into the point where we need to start talking about determining whether or not this is a genocide against Christians in Nigeria. It certainly seems like it fits the definition.
That's David Curry with Open Doors USA, publishers of rankings of countries where Christians are the most persecuted. It's called the World Watch List, and Nigeria is number 12 on that list.
There's tremendous trauma on the Christian community there, and a lot of them have tried to move to the south if possible. But of course, they're doing so, they're giving up their land and all that they've worked for over the generations.
So the future of the Nigerian church looks grim, but that's what makes this such a crucial time for the body of Christ to come together. Open Doors has trauma response centers, prayer guides, and more at their website.
We needn't be wringing our hands feeling like it's all hopeless, but we do have to be aware that it's real and it's happening.
Pray for courage and discretion for the Nigerian church as they navigate a world rife with persecution. Our last story starts with a question. What was summer camp like for you? For most kids, it means games outside, craft projects, and of course, plenty of camp songs. And for the Lebanese kids that Nuna and Triumphant Mercy works with, it's actually a lot of the same. It's also a chance for camp workers to share the gospel.
Even if they don't say anything, by embracing or loving or accepting a child that's a bit different, or just showing acts of mercy, acts of kindness, all this is a way of spreading the gospel.
But Triumphant Mercy wants their camps to be more than just an escape. They want to understand these kids and their communities. And that's why they visit the homes of the camp participants.
When we go to them, we just understand a lot better why a child behaves a certain way, or why is he reacting a certain way, or is he fearful of certain things.
That's what these camps are about, meeting hurting children where they are with the hope of the gospel.
If we want to make a change in the world, we have to go out, but we also have to go into a community to understand why a certain person behaves a certain way.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, if God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and then look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.